Loyalty Sunday, when we hear from members of our church what their faith and their church mean to them. And that's always a special treat. And I will now read the scriptures as we begin with the fifth chapter, the first verse of Paul's letter to the Romans. As we think about our theme of the good life today, embracing grace, and hear how the grace of God has been reflected in the lives of three of our church family. Hear the word of God. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast. And here in the Bible, boast has a different flavor when Paul uses it. We think of it as bragging. Boast here is almost more we celebrate, we gladly welcome. So Paul says we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now let us hear how that amazing grace has been at work in the lives of Josh Bishop and Valerie Poley and John Wallace.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Josh Bishop. I would like to thank Greg and Kathy for allowing me to come up today and speak on behalf of what WPC means to me and my family. Let me give you a quick rundown of the Bishop family. Above is a picture of our family at our youngest daughter Hadley's baptism. In case some of you don't know us, we're comprised of my beautiful wife Danny, Lily, who is 9, Riley, who is 7, Avery, who is 3, and Hadley, who is 6 months. We've been members at the church since the fall of 2007, and we were introduced to the church back in the fall of 2006 when our daughter Riley enrolled to the 4-year-old preschool program. When Greg approached me a few weeks ago and asked me to speak today on what WPC means to me and the Bishop family, I was a little reluctant at first because we've only been members at the church for a few years, and prior to that, my wife Danny and I weren't active in any church. During my youth, I wasn't active in church either, so for me to speak today, I felt I didn't have a good point of reference, but after speaking with Danny regarding it, she made it clear that even though we aren't veterans in the church yet, we have come a long way in our evolution of faith here at church. So what does WPC mean to me? On Friday, I was chatting with Kathy about this speech, and she asked how it was going. And I said I had started a bunch of times, but I hadn't yet completed it. So she suggested if I had to give one answer to the question, what does WPC mean to me and my family, write about that. Well, I tried that approach. But as I was writing, I found I couldn't narrow it down to one thing. But I was able to narrow it down to a short list. So here's the list on what WPC means to the Bishop family. 1, it's inspiration. 2, it's hope. 3, it's joy. 4, it's love. 5, it's volunteerism. And 6, it's family. 1, inspiration. The inspiration comes from the sermons that Kathy and Greg give, but it also comes from the mission work that is done here at WPC, which leaves our family inspired. 2, it's hope that the work being done by our members is making a difference in Lake County and globally. Hope that our darkest days are behind us. Hope that our children's lives will be better than us. And 3, it's joy. In our family, we get tremendous joy in watching the variety of sermons offered here at WPC. For example, one of our favorites is Super Bowl Sunday service. Additionally, we get joy from watching our children not only being involved in WPC, but being involved in the church and wanting to be involved in the church. For example, the Wednesday Night Logos program, along with VBS in the summer. However, I get much joy from letting Greg beat me in basketball. 4, it's love. Everyone in the church has showed us nothing but love from the moment we all walked in 2007. Everyone has embraced us and welcomed us. For example, the dinners that people made for us after we had Hadley this past year. Number five, it's volunteerism. The church does so many things to so many people that need it. We are so happy to belong to a place that is willing to help those who are in need, not only by the donation of material things, but by the time people are willing to give up to help. For instance, when I helped out in PADS this past spring, I was amazed on how happy people were to take time out of their busy lives to come to church and prepare food and get the church ready for the people that were coming that night. I didn't see a single person looking upset or not looking forward to helping. Me and Danny are looking forward to the day we can bring our daughters here to help out on Tuesday nights to show our children the importance of volunteerism. Because in our family, we strongly feel that it is our duty to help those who are in need. And finally, it's family. WPC has become our extended family. I can remember when we had Lily, Riley, and Avery baptized back in 2007. And at the end of the baptism, Greg and Kathy walked our kids around church and explained to them that their family is bigger than just their parents and their sisters. We were new then and really didn't understand the true meaning of that. But when we had Hadley baptized a few weeks ago, Greg took Hadley around and told the same thing to her, that the church is being her extended family. That is when I realized that WPC is my extended family and we are one of the family. Thank you.
Morning. I'm Valerie Poley, and we also joined the church about 2007 with the Bishop family. And when Greg asked me to speak today, I was also very honored, not a little nervous. But when he told me I was supposed to talk about what faith and my church meant to me, the very first thought that came into my mind was of my mom, who, I'm not telling tales out of school, if my dad were here, he'd say the same thing, was the one that got us off to church most Sunday mornings, as most moms probably do. She was the one that was always helping somewhere, volunteering, cooking dinner for someone. She was the one that taught me about being a good Christian and what faith meant in our family. Now, once we got to church, my dad and I thoroughly enjoyed it. We loved our pastor, and we had lots of friends there, but my mom was the driving force behind getting us there. Eventually, you grow to find church family, and it becomes comfortable, and as a child, I thought I understood that. As a child, I thought I understood faith and what a church family meant. But then you grow up, and you realize you don't know as much as you thought you did. And eventually, I got married, and Eric and I moved north, and we didn't have a church that we had found. We looked and looked, and nothing was a right fit, so we did not have a church family. And we decided, well, we'd start our own family then. And month after month, we tried, and we had disappointment after disappointment, and my mom was there and had faith. Told us that God had a plan for us and not to get frustrated, that things weren't working, that God was there, just be faithful and it would happen. She never gave up hope. Unfortunately, a few years after that, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and not just cancer, but pancreatic cancer, which is extremely deadly. And she handled it with such grace and such faith that she was usually the one that was holding us all together, even though she was the one that was sick. She was an amazing person through her sickness and really taught us what it is all about when you are facing something so scary, but you can have such peace and such faith in what is happening that that's the right thing. Unfortunately, she did lose her battle with cancer, and it was a very dark time, as you can imagine, for us. I had no faith, or I didn't think I did, and we didn't have a church family still, and we didn't have any kids still, so it was a really dark, awful time. And thankfully, I'm sure you're all hoping, the story does not end there, and it doesn't. Although we miss Mom every day, 2 years after she passed, we found out we were pregnant with our first son, which was an answer to many, many prayers. And so we thought, all right, things are looking up. We're going someplace now. Now we'd really need to find a church. Well, 2 years later, we still hadn't found a church, and now here comes miracle number two. And now we're frantic to find a church. So it just so happens one Sunday, or during the week one day, I was driving along. Both kids had fallen asleep. As moms know, you don't dare stop the car when that happens. So I was driving aimlessly through, and I drove down Gages Lake Road, and I saw this beautiful building. And I thought, well, next Sunday, I am going to go to church at that building. It's Presbyterian. That's what I was baptized. This is a sign. Well, that Sunday, I walked through the doors, and it was like walking home. It was the most wonderful thing. It felt like I was coming home to family, and I didn't know anyone here. And I found out later that day that this was the first Sunday that you all were worshiping in this beautiful sanctuary, and that everybody took the time to welcome a newcomer on such an important and wonderful day, said world to me. It just made me feel like I was part of your family before we even joined. So we decided to join, and we baptized our boys here. My oldest goes to preschool here. We're involved with logos. It's just such a wonderful, welcoming place. And when I was preparing to talk today, I thought about it, and I looked back, and I realized I did have faith that whole time, even when I didn't think I did, that God did have a plan for our family. And like she always was, my mom was right. And that path led us here. And we may have been lost for a little bit. We may have been off the path, but God led us here. And I'm the mom now, and I'm the one getting the kids out the door to church in the morning, and I'm the one that's hopefully passing along my faith to them, and I couldn't be more grateful or feel more blessed to have a better place to do that than here at Wildwood. So thank you for allowing me to raise my family in a place that makes my kids feel as welcome as I did when I was growing up. Thank you.
What my faith and my church mean to me. About a week and a half ago, Pastor Greg asked me if I would share my thoughts on what my faith and my church mean to me with you this morning. Without any hesitation, I said yes. This should be easy. It's as if he had asked me to, what's it like to be married? Well, I'll fess up. There's so much stuff involved in a long-term, intimate relationship, it can be hard to see the forest for the trees. Describing what my faith and my church mean to me is like describing 37 years of marriage. It's wonderfully challenging and a daunting task. It's personal and passionate. There are a lot of layers of feelings and experiences to sort through. After giving it some thought, what might help me in describing or conveying my feelings would be to focus on how I view my faith and my church. My faith is not static. On the contrary, I feel that it's evolving, and the understanding of my relationship to faith is constantly unfolding, much like relationships within families. A parent's relationship to a child changes all so seamlessly from year to year, but the dynamics of the relationship are many times 180 degrees out from beginning to end. To give this evolutionary process some sense of historical perspective, as a Wallace, I can only assume that my Scottish Presbyterian heritage goes back a long, long way. I do know, however, that one of my great-greats, a Presbyterian minister in Decatur, Illinois, worked with James B. Milliken, a local banker, to start what is now known as Milliken University. I can also tell you that I have been attending Presbyterian churches since I was in early grade school, have enjoyed singing in church choirs since I was in high school,
and as an adult, have gratefully served on about every committee and office available to lay people. I am an ordained elder and deacon. As I've said before, lots of stuff to sort through. Like many of you, I'm sure, church is so much a part of my life, it's woven into my fabric. It's in my blood. So what does a parent say when asked to describe their relationship with their child? The short answer may be, ask me what day it is. There are days, and then there are days. The long answer, however, would certainly be that of an unconditional love that knows no bounds. It's timeless and endless. The same type of unconditional love we receive from God. In response to describing my faith, my short answer might be, what day is it? Or, more realistically, what moment is it? The reality is that what I live and what I try to live can at times be further apart, could be no further apart than I would honestly like to admit. The Bible's pretty clear as to how I should live my life. Continuously, without a second's interruption, in thought, deed, and action, every moment should be lived in the name of our Lord through worship and prayer. Can't get more concise than that. Don't let anything else get in the way. Don't substitute other loyalties and/or allegiances in place of God. Why is it then there's always something else creeping into the brain, pulling me away from what I should be focused on, God and how He wants me to live my life? Ironically, though, that's the beauty of my relationship with God. Having faith that, worked through the Holy Spirit, can get the train back on the tracks. I can refocus, reload, recharge, call it what you want. I can, temporary as it may be most of the time, put God in front of all of that other daily stuff. The constant in this relationship is God's love for us. I'm the one who is fading in and out. The wonderful part about this process called faith is that by putting it to work, it can put me to work. I understand what God wants from me. Faith isn't something I own or possess. Again, it's a process. And it is from this process I can learn to do Christianity more effectively inside and outside of this building, before and after every Sunday, above and below every economic blessing and challenge. Doing faith, working it, molding it through the guiding hand of God and the Holy Spirit, hopefully places me in the plus column. But as I said before, there are days and then there are days. The Holy Spirit is essential to making my faith stronger. There is no place greater than this church where the Holy Spirit resides. There is no place stronger than within this church family where the Holy Spirit lives. Collectively, through prayer, dedication, covenant, and service, I believe this church family, in its current state, provides for the sanctity of the Holy Spirit, allowing it, through the guidance of God's hand, to flourish. The Holy Spirit, through this church family, is the thrust and lubricity that maintains the process of faith and the momentum of doing Christianity. To me, there is no place of a higher calling to experience the power of the Holy Spirit than by helping lead a worship service with music. Don't get me wrong, singing praises to God in the congregation is integral to worship. But the blessing of providing music has been one of my passions. Singing in the choir and playing the bells is truly a blessing. Along with music and worship, exploring and discovering God's Word is another element I enjoy weekly. Ted Custed's adult Sunday school class has turned out to be inspirational as well as educational for me. The lessons learned on Sunday mornings remain with me the rest of the week. A great group of people for the last 2 years who have not even taken a break in the summer. What a blessing they have been. And thank you, Ted. If I were to characterize this church family in one word, it would have to be joy. Coming to worship God on Sunday mornings is just so darn right. It makes me feel good inside and out. Church is home to me. My wife, Frasia, and I miss our Southminster church family of 21 years in Glen Ellen. This church family at Wildwood has graciously opened their arms and hearts to us. Through the evolution of faith and the nurturing of this church, I prayerfully hope to continue discovering God and all of his blessings. Amen.
Thank you, John, and Valerie and Josh for sharing the way the grace of God has been at work in your life. Let us pray. Gracious God, sometime today, sometime this week, let each of us pause and reflect on how your grace has been at work in the seasons of our lives. Amen.